Meanwhile, let's talk a little bit about that particular race down in South Texas. And that, you know, here's the thing. Maya Flores is only going to hold that seat for a couple of months because they're going to redraw it, and it's going to be more favorable to Democrats. So we'll see what happens going forward. But we do know somebody very famous and very rich, in fact, the richest guy in the world, he actually voted for her. Elon Musk tweeted last night, "I voted for my rep Flores for the first time I ever voted Republican. Massive red wave in 2022. He also typed out this: "I'm thinking of creating a super moderate super PAC that supports candidates with centrist views from all parties." And he said that after he had a Twitter back and forth. When asked if he would vote for a Republican for president in 2024, Elon Musk said TBD, to be determined. And then the Twitter user asked him, "What are you leaning towards?" And he replied, "DeSantis." He said he had previously supported Andrew Yang, but according to Elon Musk, Ron DeSantis has a better chance of winning. And with Elon Musk, it's all about winning.
That's a very powerful endorsement.
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway said last night, she said that Republicans have done a great job recruiting great candidates. She said pretty much all of them are running on an American first agenda because people feel like that President Biden cares more about the people coming over the border, being more like a European nation, more socialism, more progressive policies. And the majority of the country are not for that. Many people who came from Cuba, we've interviewed them, they say, "Are you kidding me? We came from a socialist country. You do not want that here in America."
Yeah, I was in Little Havana about a year ago doing a special feature, and there is a lot of Trump support still there, a lot of Republican support.
Just down in Miami area, right?
Yeah. They say it's the most successful immigrant story since the Pilgrims. But overall, unofficial record for President Trump in the primaries, 116-13.
Yeah.
So a lot of them were layups. A lot of them were unopposed like Tim Scott. But some of them were intriguing and were risky.